I'm interested in Caribbean Creole languages, and the case of Trinidadian French lexicon Creole is very special. In most situations, one has to travel high into the mountains or deep into forests to find the last speakers of a dying language.
Yo, même ap conte yon histoire, tout le monde besoin connaît. Nous pas bateau sorti Guinée, rivé dans l'autre côté. Sacré, c'est tradition, barre mes trahisons. Griot, nous qu'on mange griot, et ça qui fait m'connaît. C'est dans racine, moi, marie, m'a toujours être fidèle. Pas m'a demi qui côté la psy qui l'est dans moelle. Nous pas soufflet, nous rete campé, séparé dans tonnel. You wanna do it, put some feelings, big yourself with it. Mais c'est dans vibe, ça nous diga dans pour capoeira. Qui n'en beau, grâce à yo, nous t'es caporal. En accord, en désaccord, moi, pas v'lé tendel. Mais si vous voulez, ou qu'a toujours voyé mon cas postal. Pas mandé m'gon mandat à coup Mandela. Tête chargée, quitte m'chita pour m'prendre citronade.
Nous faisons pour nos bras et bien les âmes.
Hello, bonjour, and welcome back to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.5 FM. It's been a while. Let me tell you, 101 point... Let me think. Oh no, 101.9. Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? Let me know. I should know this. Oh, I haven't been on air live in the studio here at CITR for a long, long time, and it shows. I was away for the summer, and I have been very busy with work out in the wild, so I haven't had the opportunity to come into the studio. So this is so exciting, let me tell you. We have lots of fun music for you today. As usual, I am playing things that I've been listening to, and you guys have no option other than to listen to it. So, you know, it's a pretty great day for me. And let me tell you, I'm still struggling on the, I'm going to go 101.9. You know, if I'm wrong, it is 101.9. It is 101.9. Huh, so embarrassing, guys. That's okay. I thought that we would start off with a little music by The Strokes. And we have the song Not the Same Anymore. I, over the summer, was in the UK for a little bit. And while I was there, one of my friends was like, whoa, you like The Strokes, right? And I was like, yeah. Like, I know a few of their songs, you know, not too many. Let me take my jacket off quickly. I was rushing here. I don't know if you could tell. I've learned to drive since you guys last spoke to me, and I got my N driving license. And I've been learning how to park. The last time I parked in the parkade under the Nest, I actually scratched the car, and that was really disappointing. I was very disappointed in myself. So I thought today I would take it a little easier, you know, and just trust myself a little more. That's not true. still stall parking, I don't trust myself at all. Anyway, so I was in the UK this summer, and I was chatting to my friend Alex, who is, I guess, like a lifelong friend is what we could call him. Our moms are best friends, and he was born 5 days before me, and we were kind of mandatory friends from that moment onwards. And I was talking to him. He said, yeah, you like The Strokes? I said, yes. He said, what songs? I told him, you know, the couple songs that I knew, like Whatever Happened, Reptilia, Last Night, things like that. And he was like, oh, have you listened to the new Abnormal album? And I said to him, I was like, look, I'm not a big album person. I love listening to songs here and there, but there are very, very, very few full albums that I will listen to from beginning to end without, you know, cutting out a song or like pausing or something. So he said, you know, give it a try. So I did, and I have discovered the pleasures and the highs of listening to the new Abnormal album by The Strokes. I have a couple of favorite songs. I have At the Door, and I also have Selfless, both very good songs, but we'll be getting to those a little later, maybe on the show. There's no real plan today, everyone. I'm just happy to be here. I was supposed to be at work until 5 p.m. and then I got let out early, so here I am. Very exciting. There's lots of nice things happening on campus today. It's a beautiful blue sky, sunny day, and I think people are really making the most of it. I've started getting a little too cold for my liking, but lots going on. There is a really lovely craft fair happening in the Nest. So if you're tuning in right now and you happen to be on campus and you're looking to buy some maybe stickers, jewelry, anything like that, head to the Nest in the basement. They've got some beautiful things being sold. They seem to all be small local businesses. So we love that. Anyway, I'll let you guys actually listen to this song. I'm just, you know, whew, it's been a day, and I think the adrenaline of parking. Oh, I need to pay for parking. Ugh, guys, what a world. Anyway, all right, I'll talk to you very soon. Selfless by The Strokes. A great song, let me say. We have more coming up very, very soon. I thought that I would also let you guys know that I did pay for parking, so you don't need to panic anymore. You know, I know you guys were really, really, really worried for me. I have figured out, I have figured out how to pay for parking on the UBC campus. Okay, we have a song coming up right now. It's playing in the background. It's a beautiful song. It's called Come On Mess Me Up by Cub Sport. And I rediscovered this song, or I discovered this song, sorry, during a binge watch of the Disney show Under the Bridge, which I would recommend. It is a very tragic story, and it is quite a tough watch at times, but it's very well done. And if you look in the background of some of the prom scenes, you'll see this really cool, you know, really talented, beautiful actress, you know, like one of the background actors. It's like, no big deal, it is me. Crazy that you guessed that. But yeah, so look out for me in the background of Under the Bridge. I'm in the same scene as Lily Gladstone, and she won an Oscar. So, you know, by, what's that called? Not by, anyway, I'm basically an Oscar winner. Okay, Come On Mess Me Up, Cub Sport, followed by another song that this time I did rediscover watching Under the Bridge, and it is Opium by Marcy Playground. It is, I think it matches the feeling of the show pretty well. It is a bit of a sadder song. It drags you down a little, but it also offers some comfort.
So happy.
Opium, Marcy Playground. Like I said, a very tragic but comforting song. Speaking of comforting, a song that I've always really, really loved is Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar. I'm going to play it for you now. And while I do, I'm also going to tell you that they have released a new album. And some of the songs on this album are pretty good. So I'm going to play one of those called Into Gold right after this.
Do you find it hard to sit with me tonight? I've walked these miles, but I've walked them straight line. You'll never know what it's like to be fine. You
drowned me out, but I learned I got older, found out I ought to. Like ashes from storm, all of these things that I've seen turn darkness into gold. And when I was made from the right kind of world, all of these things that I've seen turn darkness into gold.
Into Gold, London Grammar. Like I said, there is something quite comforting about their music, especially Wasting My Young Years. It gives me a little bit of the same feeling that I get when I watch New Girl. And I think with New Girl, it's one of those things that I watch the show and they're in their early 30s and they're not doing very well. Then they haven't figured things out. They're still learning how to live. And I watch that as someone who's in my now mid-20s. And I watch it and I, especially when I was at UBC and I was a little younger, you know, there was all this panic, especially with COVID. I feel like I lost a lot of time, which I'm sure everyone feels. But Yeah, and I always had this feeling of like, oh my God, I'm not doing enough and I'm not doing well enough for my age. And then I watched that show and they're 32 and, you know, they're doing way worse than I am. And I'm like, you know what, maybe life's okay. And I have the same feeling when I listen to Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar, even though the lyrics are very much like, yeah, you are wasting your young years. I don't know. It just makes me feel a little better about myself. And she's got a beautiful voice, which helps. Okay, you might hear it in the background. It is a song called Bass Player's Brother by Valley. Whoa, that name sounds super familiar. Oh my God, your name's Valley. Whoa, there's also a band called Valley. Yeah, you know, I was like, whoa, guys, like, don't name yourselves after me. And they were like, but we're like such big fans. And I was like, oh my God, fine. But super exciting news for the Valley community is that Valley is going to be attending Valley tonight here in Vancouver at the Commodore, and I am so excited. It is going to be a great show simply because their name is Valley. I have something to admit to you guys. I am going to this concert only for that reason. This is the second song of theirs that I have ever listened to that is playing in the background right now. I'm going to play the other one I know by them right after. But you know, I'm going. I got free tickets for this show, and I am going because my name is Valley, and I want to take a photo with any Valley merch that they have, and I also want to buy a t-shirt with the word Valley on it. You know, sue me, okay? I'm really, really excited about this. And so I thought together we could discover some of their music. So this is the song Bass Player's Brother. And after that, we're going to listen to Let It Rain. And then I'm just looking through their new album and trying to choose names that I like. Ooh, I think Mosquito is a pretty cool song name. So those are three songs by Valley that we can listen to and see whether I'm going to enjoy this concert. I think I will, either way, you know. I get very, very excited by things that have the same name as me or that have, like, I guess my name is spelt differently to a Valley, but you know the vibe. Anyway, here's Let It Rain by Valley. You're listening to Valley here on La Bonheur on CITR 101.99999 FM.
I'm a wicker swing, floating through the garden. I'm a summer breeze, passing through the Arctic. I'm 28, hot damn, I still get caught in. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're growing.
Shame.
suck the life right out of me. I'll suck the life right out of you. I'm driving this car half asleep, riding in the passenger seat.
Okay, I think I'm gonna have a good time at this concert. I really like this music. I can't lie. I was a little worried. I thought, oh my goodness, what if I go and I think, ugh, this sucks, you know? However, I think I'm gonna have a good time. Also, again, they're called Valley. How could I not have a good time? I somehow need to make it known. You know, I need to show up and maybe I'll carry a sign. My name's Valley. And then they'll be like, oh my God, your name's Valley? And I'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, whoa, here's $3 million. And I'll be like, whoa, guys, you don't have to. But they'll insist, you know, because Valley supports Valley. Okay, I'm going to create like a Valley fandom, but it's just for anything called Valley. Okay, let me think. I'm trying to think of what to play next. I discovered a really good song on Instagram Reels. You know, I am a little ashamed to admit it, that is where I'm getting my music from at the moment. But it's a really good song, you know, so I can't even bash it too much. I also deleted TikTok because I thought it would be a good way to spend less time scrolling. And you know what? I was right. Yes, I do still watch Reels, but I'm way more likely to stop scrolling on Reels and to stop myself from scrolling than I was on TikTok. So, yay! Well done, Valley. We're all really proud of you. Oh my God, thanks, guys. Here is I'd Stay Forever by Wither, discovered by me on Instagram Reels. See, sometimes if you're nice, the internet can give you good things. I personally believe everything that I read on the internet, and that is why it gives back to me in the form of good music. You people out there who think that the internet lies, that's why you don't get nice things. All right. I am kidding. Please don't think that I am, you know, someone who thinks that everything on the internet is real. I promise. I actually do have self-awareness sometimes. All right, last song of the show. I did mention this one already before. I said that when I first started listening to the new Abnormal album by The Strokes, I had two favorite songs. One was Selfless, which I played earlier, and the other one was At the Door. My favorite story of this song since I discovered it was about, what was that now, like 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah, it was probably 2-3 weeks ago, because it was warmer and I had my windows open and I was playing it in my car and I was driving down, oh, what is that road called? It goes on to Burrard and then you go over the bridge. It's called Cornwall Avenue. I was on Cornwall Avenue and I was blasting that song because I love blasting a good tune while I'm driving. Yeah, I drive, no big deal. And was listening to that song and this guy on his bike biked past my car and went, "Hey, good song," and gave me a thumbs up through the window. And I was like, you know what? Life is good. People are good sometimes. It was very, very exciting for me. And I felt really cool. I was like, whoa, this cool guy on the bike thinks that my song is cool. Therefore, he thinks that I'm cool. All right. Thank you for listening to my little talk. Here is At the Door by The Strokes. And after that, I will be saying goodbye and farewell and have a wonderful rest of your evening, afternoon, morning, night, day, wherever you're tuning in from. I hope that it's wonderful and I hope that you enjoyed some of the songs and some of the little stories that I was telling you today. And I will see you in 2 weeks for La Bonheur here on CITR 101.9 FM. And hopefully I will start getting interviews again. I won't lie, guys, I've been a little off the ball. It's been a little bit of a hectic couple months, but I will start reaching out to people and getting them back on the show. I do love interviewing, do love chatting with people. As you can tell, do love talking. So stay tuned and I will see you soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Can't escape it. Never gonna make it out of this in time. I guess that's just fine. I'm not that quiet. My thoughts such a mess. I come in on board. Want to run in for. What they do right in front of you, like a cannonball slamming through your wall.
face us all, what they're fighting for. Kid is sleeping, they're never gonna make it till the end, I guess. Shut me like a cord, I'm an ugly boy, holding out the night, lonely after life, banging on the door, I don't wanna know, sinking like a star. Game so many times.